Hello and welcome to the Alter Aeon Winter 2017 Quarterly Update audio presentation. I am Shadowfax, one of the game's staff. I want to start with a huge kudos to Morpheus for the excellent events he provided for us last quarter, orchestrating event after event for the remainder of last year. He did not only Halloween Havoc, but a Thanksgiving and a year-end event as well. Make sure you thank him for his hard work if you haven't already. Due to the favorable reaction to the Tower of the Quizmaster, and the fact that both Denton and I ran through it and loved the concept, Denton has asked Morpheus and his team to create 5 new towers and place them near each of the main towns throughout the starting islands. He will start work on this soon. Currently, the Dream Team is working to make the quests run a bit smoother on the west side of Archaeus. He also has plans to make a few additions to North Shore, rework the Trow Village, and a few other areas. As far as high-level stuff goes, Morpheus is hoping to add another area to the Nightmare Plane later in the year, and an addition of an island to the continent of Geonosi, and another area below the City of Kings. Drak and I will be going our separate ways for a while when it comes to building, as he will be focusing on the continent of Saboria for the remainder of the year. He plans on releasing 1 or 2 racks of Saboria each quarter, crowning the continent with the Palace of the Dragon Emperor area at the end of the year. Drak also plans on smoothing over Slough and Cordan, adding information and pointers to some of our great features, like the Check Command, the Great Library, and our Help Pages. Also in the works are improved newbie class zones, now with 80% more storyline. In addition, Drak wants to add enhancements to warrior skills so they are more than generic damage dealers. Nothing game-changing, just adding some spice. Drak and I finished 2 major building projects last year, the Isle of Naginag and the Dun Hur. It is my intention to add small improvements to these projects over the course of the year. I also plan on cracking the whip over the builders on my team and squeezing some content out of them. Consider yourselves on notice, Team Shadow Drak. The cleric update we released for New Year's brings some firepower to bear on behalf of clerics, giving them a host of offensive abilities and utilities. These new spells are not meant to supersede the blasting power of other caster classes any more than the new healing abilities for Druid and Necromancer are meant to replace a cleric skill set. Their purpose is primarily to help level the playing field, so to speak. Everyone can agree that cleric has long since been underpowered and has been in desperate need of such an update. Drak is working on further enhancements for cleric heal and harm spells to make them more varied and useful. Also, he has mentioned the possibility of adding weapon-based cleric spells. Together, he and I will work to fine-tune the class according to collected data and your feedback. With the bulk of the cleric update behind me, I plan on returning to my work on ranged weapons. Once ranged weapons are finished, I will work on hunting, which will make use of ranged weapons. Once hunting is done, I will work on cooking so that you can cook the meat that you hunt. And once cooking is complete, I will design a brew acid skill for thieves based on cooking. One thing leads to another. And now for a brief Fax family update. We celebrated Baby Fax's 2nd birthday just a few days ago, and he's been a healthy and happy little boy. Kagome is expecting, and our 2nd child, who we're referring to as 2.BabyFax, is due in August. That concludes our quarterly update. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy playing Alter Aeon, where every day is an adventure. Happy mudding, everybody!